Hello and welcome to the Sydney Institute podcast. The Institute is Australia's premier current affairs forum. Every week, contemporary political, social, cultural and economic issues are explored at the Institute through dialogue and discussion. This podcast was recorded recently at a members' forum in the city of Sydney. Thanks for listening, and for more information about the Sydney Institute, please visit www.thesydneyinstitute.com.au. We hope you enjoy this event.
The popping up of certain industries and staying for the region And then yeah, in our sector, of course, with coal, with steel industry,
when we talk about what's going to happen.
we could also talk about the number of lockdowns in the Northern Ocean. So what happened, we had in Queensland, I think, called EAR. Yeah, EAR, the Electoral Commission of Queensland, was an independent body set up to resolve this bill over about 3 or 4 years. Excellent. It's called the consultation process. Moved a number of reports into local government. And as a result of those reports, quite a complicated process that got put in place, the Gulf government amalgamated that in global government in the 1990s. Most importantly, for the Gulf Coast. We used to have two local authorities in the Gulf Coast, we now have one. So the Gulf Coast is the third largest metropolitan area of Australia, including 500,000. That's one of the changes. There's a lot of criticism of the devolved and so when the board of international parties came to power and accidentally in July 1992 to come to power, one of the things they said was we're going to close down the local government commission and we set up a devolved shield, we're going to close down any thought about devolved unless there's a strong
now, what happened? What brought on one of these reports
for such a camp available this year. So I will certainly clearly, out of the word, announce that there will be a review of local government. The people of local government association do nothing about it. The ILP people of local government do nothing about it. Great interest in life. And I'll talk about the focus in a minute. And this review had till close to the end of July to August to report. So 4 or 5 months to report. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And the review was convened, and the government took about 45 minutes or so, And overnight, we had the number of councils in Queensland reduced from 166 to 72. We had 724 elected officials who removed their jobs in the process. So that's about 400. And just to put ice on the case, the whole thing in Parliament in 40 hours back. I've had to run through all ice. There's a story. So that's sort of what happened when we were asking that. I'll see a little bit of what happened. I can't see this very well, but this is the extent of what happened in Queensland. And you can see the green are pure country areas, and the areas are all marked in different colours. That's where all the change has been, and we'll talk about that shortly. So you can see the number of local governments and the number of governments in Queensland. Quite a lot of local governments in Queensland. I'll talk to you shortly about what all the way happened. Okay. What did he do? Firstly, he said, down the east coast of Queensland, all those local governments that, like Thuringowa and Townsville are next to each other, they'll become one. So a lot of the areas along the coast of Queensland where there were a city-like government surrounded by a country-like government, they became one. Then a number of other local governments grew, which I'll show you in a minute, around the mid-regional areas of Queensland. So that occurred. All the rural Aboriginal councils, the Aboriginal councils of Queensland, were largely untouched.
Most people are not getting full-time views. And
Father John feels very upset about is the response they were going to get the Tribulation Jews and the sudden announcement of this process. And obviously this process must have been in place for some time before it was out. So people felt the government was lying to us. Okay. So what they were going to trust the government, which is one of the issues that we find out, there is limited consultation. And the thing which I'll talk about shortly is the view that once the announcement is made, once you announce that we're going to get rid of a large number of white governments, any sort of hangover referendum, any sort of democratic discussion, any sort of people in the committee are going to vote on it, was ruled out of order. Firstly, he said that any local government that seeks to have a referendum on this issue, will be fine. That's not much. After a week or two, that would be fine, I'll be back. And that's when the John Howard government got involved and will provide some additional funds. Having to see it back down for example, that's the right future. But this is a very interesting process. I've got some concerns about a lot of your government sacking a democratically elected part of the government. A lot of people are elected by the system under a fair system of voting. And so I have a great concern with one little government. And if you get another vote, then we're going to try to shift. Now, that's what I'm doing. Just very briefly, if Bob Andrews, who lives on the comments, Bob Andrews is up to do and if his comments about the whole project is the reason he's commenting, the total independent local government submission, given just 3 months to consider more than 36,000 submissions from 156 counties, preordained that the Commission was under instructions to redefine the boundaries and not given time to conduct a rigorous cost-benefit analysis or a cultural impact statement followed by the most experienced power to right. Now, obviously, Bob Andrews got a chip of view here. So I think that's quite enough to reflect how all people involved in the cultural migration feel about the whole process. Now, I'm inspired by the government of migration. I thought that's an interesting comment today. So the more interesting comment, I think, comes from the Minister of Government. This is what the Minister of Government said. Starting a referendum will be an explicit trigger for immediate dismissal by individual councils. If a council has already started a poll, they must take all necessary steps to ensure the poll does not go ahead. If the council requires a decision to know the people's plan for referendum, they will be dismissed without notice. These are democratic elections from the government. Administrators will be appointed to any council that aren't dismissed. Well, well, that's great. So I might find this a little bit hard to accept, even though I support local government motivation. Okay? So, all the green, the light green, all the rural areas have been largely untouched. Okay? All the innovation has occurred in southeast Queensland and the proliferation of bigger local government, regional local government, like around here. So this is just an idea of what has occurred. After all those 10 years in office and not upsetting the apple cart, why did we decide to take on the last act? And this doesn't like all the stated rationale. I thought there's COVID rationale. First is the financial sustainability argument. A lot of local authorities are not financially very viable. So if they're selling money for 300 or 400 rate pays, they have 10 members of the local government, they're all voluntary, and they don't get paid very much, so I think they don't get much. So there's something like that. There's a report from the State Treasury on that, and local government themselves have commissioned a report by Price Waterhouse, which shows there was problems with local government plans. So local government commissioned this report to get more money, not to be tolerated. Okay, this is certainly the essence of the horse they know at the time, right? The other item was we need to create the bigger local government to have a community interest, a stronger local government. subsequent days, and he has planned money to hurt that the occurs throughout the process, but still being paid in Queensland, I don't think that's what I'm talking about. We'll have stronger councils, you know, we're going to have councils who have the ability to positive implementation. We'll improve coordination of policy. Queensland has a big growth area, and a lot of local government population growth area. And so we've paid for sunshine cases to the council, the regular studies, research to the council, all that would mean we coordinate all these policy issues. Now, of course, we know there are alternatives to this. And we'll update down that one of these misinterpretations in this campaign, there was a dirty claim that Donald Bradford claimed through the right by the little claim, or so saying, you know, local government boundaries haven't changed in 100 years. This is factually inaccurate. There have been quite a few changes by local government boundaries. And the Gosplay of the government, as I mentioned before, itself has changed boundaries in 905. So there's factually inaccurate. There's okay, so they're the same reasons, rational, economic, lots of tables and documents, and you could argue for the cows and home about what's viable or not viable and so on. Okay, what's the code? I was just going to show this, it's showing the population is. We've all got a thing that's a growth state, and what we've got here is the extent of the growth. I think it's an idea of what's going on. County Queensland, this is around Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, has 18 local governments, and it's got 2.4 million people. And it's grown in the last three, in 2001, 2004, by about 200,000. By the year 2026, it will grow by another over a million. Okay. So it's growth into South East Queensland is 65% of the economy. Okay. East Coast, got 31 local governments, 800,000 people. It's grown only by about 44,000 people in the last 3 or 4 years. And it's expected to grow by almost 900,000 in the next 20 years. Inland Queensland, 29 local governments, 200,000 people, only grown by 6,000 or so, and expected to grow by another 40,000. West, all those green local governments you saw, and that's four, okay, 72,000 people, 41 local governments, and it's expected to decline in population years ago. Now, what's interesting, if the argument was financial liability, that's where local governments should be anonymous. Okay. So if you talk about financial liability, that's where it should have happened. Okay. How about health? What do you really want? Well, neither one of these. The community government is a non-reformist government. I know it's incremental, crisis reactive style government, possible crisis will be. Water crisis will be. Power crisis will be. And roads, infrastructure crisis, which is not an area where so the reactive government, for example, he wanted to show he's had the same performance. And full-term government said, I better do something to show that I'm late to that for the game. And so that's one of my history of policy. The second thing is, Queensland's got a water crisis. And in Queensland, local governments control water. Local governments make money out of water. Lots of money. So, there's a water crisis, and someone's got the water, someone's got the resources, someone makes money, the state government's got the power to do anything they want to buy government, what's that money? And that's how it goes. So, my region, Sunshine Coast, the water supply is run by the Rigi Shire and by the Maranga Shire, and this is going to go home. That's now going to be taken over by local state government. The local government will get no money for it, and they'll lose about $100 million. Okay, so that's the other agenda. Third agenda is, if you have a few accountable, make it easy to deal with urban issues. We've got a big urban problem in the South East, so we just get up a new Department of Infrastructure, a man who's running that, he's going to become a head of credit of the Treasury Department, those issues are the political issue of the day. Now, how do we deal with the people in the county of Queensland? So, I've got fewer councils, we have 18 councils to deal with in the county of Queensland, and that's it. And they've got those power issues because of
You have been listening to the Sydney Institute podcast. This podcast is proudly brought to you through the support of Microsoft Australia. We hope you enjoyed listening and can join us again soon.